Hello, and welcome to today's Sterling Commerce webcast. IBM Sterling Selling and Fulfillment Suite improves sales and call center efficiencies. All listeners are currently in listen-only mode and will remain so throughout the webcast. At any time, you may submit your questions via the chat window on your screen. I'm Stephanie Rulo, and I'm pleased to host today's session and to introduce our speakers, Manfred Hettenkofer, Product Line Manager, Sterling Order Capture Solutions, and Michael Hilton, Senior Product Marketing Manager, IBM WebSphere Commerce and Sterling CPQ. Before we get underway, I want to emphasize we'll be addressing your questions at the end of the presentation portion of this webcast. You may pose your questions to our presenters via the chat window on your screens at any time. We'll address them before we adjourn. If time runs out before we can get to all of them, we'll respond to remaining questions via email. Our speakers today are Manfred Hettenkofer and Michael Hilton. Manfred Hettenkofer is the Product Line Manager for B2B Selling Applications in the IBM Industry Solutions Group. Manfred came through the Sterling Commerce acquisition to IBM and has over 10 years' experience in product management for selling solutions such as Sterling CPQ and Sterling Catalog and Offer Management. In his current position, he is responsible for the strategic direction of B2B Selling Applications in WebSphere Commerce and Sterling Multi-Channel Selling. Michael Hilton is a Senior Product Marketing Manager at Sterling Commerce, now owned by IBM, where he oversees product marketing for both the company's WebSphere Commerce and IBM Sterling Configure Price Quote solutions. This includes the development and communication of long and short-term marketing strategies and objectives, as well as serving as the solution spokesperson to internal organizations, customers, partners, industry analysts, and the press. Manfred, Michael, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Stephanie. If we can move to the next slide, we'll give you a flavor for what's included in the 9.1 release. We're going to focus on what we've been doing around bringing in integration into Salesforce.com, as well as providing new insights and intelligent capabilities through our quoting analytics. We'll talk about what we're doing in bringing in additional capabilities to Sterling Order Management and Dropship, as well as talking about our secure payment server with our PADSS certification. So if you want to move to the next slide. So when we look at specifically around the Salesforce.com and CRM integration, there is a huge install base of SaaS solutions and around Salesforce.com integration and Salesforce.com in general, and that's continuing to grow. But there's also this need to be able to bring additional capabilities to Salesforce.com and bringing those technologies within their ecosystem, and specifically what we're going to be talking about is the ability to bring in the quoting capability into that process and the ability to manage complex products and quote them, and then by doing so, reducing a lot of the manual steps and high order error rates that come from working with manual processes and not have automation in sales workflow. Next slide. So, again, just like I mentioned, today's quoting processes are typically very manual and lack visibility into the entire process. And what I mean by that is a lot of the processes today involve Excel spreadsheets and emails and back and forth communications that way, and there's no way to centrally manage that entire quoting process and bring that quoting process directly to the internal salesperson or partner that's actually doing it, and then they'd be able to track that and keep records of all that interaction back and forth, and then being able to not have a real good view both within the process of quoting, but in general within the sales process of the whole quoting and the whole steps that one goes through of taking a lead and working that lead and quoting it and turning that into an order. There's not a lot of visibility end to end in that process. So if we turn to the next slide, we'll give you a little bit of a understanding of what we're doing within our integration into Salesforce.com. So what we're doing is we're allowing internal salespeople to create a quote for an opportunity within Salesforce.com by bringing in the integration of IBM Sterling Configure Price Quote. And by doing so, it really improves the Salesforce efficiencies and productivity that allows them to embed this quoting process within their sales workflow. And, you know, for an example, a customer can build a quote now while even leaving the Salesforce.com environment. And so it's bringing all that capability within Salesforce.com. The next slide just gives you a screenshot of an opportunity and the ability to look at the details of an opportunity. And as you can see, halfway down the page, you can see where we actually have a quote that's been incorporated into that sales opportunity. Next slide gives you a little bit more detail around that quote, and it shows you the different elements of the quote. I hope you're able to see it, where you can see the individual products and the quantities that are tied to that actual quote. The next slide shows you the configuration capabilities, the ability to, within Salesforce.com, to actually put together complex products and complex services by being able to tab through and work it that way. And then, as you can see here, this whole the integration architecture, and maybe Manfred, you can actually probably talk about this a little bit better than I can, but its ability for the sales rep to work an opportunity, create a quote, save that quote, and pull the data, you know, from catalog data from you know, IBM Sterling Configure Price Quote, be able to put together that configuration, work through the quote approval workflows, and then generate the quote, and then send that quote, and hopefully turn that quote into an order. So it just gives you a bit of a flavor for, at a high level, of what that process looks like within Salesforce.com, and again, augmenting it with IBM Sterling Configure Price Quote. So the benefits on the next slide are really about improving Salesforce efficiencies. It's giving them one place to actually work within their sales process, make an increased revenue by now being able to quote complex products and services, and as well as product bundles. And product bundles are packages. You know, you buy a computer, you buy a monitor, you buy a keyboard, you buy a mouse, all that together in a package. It lowers cost and improves the whole order to quote process, the order to cash process. It increases the Salesforce productivity by really automating that whole decision making process, reduces cycle times because you're reducing the amount of errors and handoffs back and forth. And it really works to leverage the CRM functionality as much as possible to really maximize that customer value and empower that sales person to be effective. But I'm going to turn it over to Manfred, who will talk to you about some of the quoting capabilities as well that we're bringing into the call center.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, so I will introduce you to what we did in 9.1 in exposing the quoting functionality as well in our call center application. And I think it's very important to note that the Sterling Selling Fulfillment Suite, as we have really cross-channel as one of our main functionality areas or capabilities built into this platform. So what we did here is nothing else than just exposing quoting services into call center. So with 9.0, which came out March 2010, we released the Sterling Field Sales application, which also has quoting. And you just saw about the Salesforce.com integration. So everything is based on the same kind of approach where we have services built into the platform. That's the business logic, which then gets exposed in different UIs. So field sales is a different UI technology than, for example, call center. Who is familiar with Sterling Selling and Fulfillment Suite knows that call center is based on a more rich client application. And And that's what we did in 9.1. And the same functionality you have available in field sales, give you an example where I think it's really a great advantage to leverage this multi-channel selling design, which we have in building our platform, is pricing, where we actually added into the quoting capability to enforce pricing rules company establishes, especially for field sales people that are putting discounts onto quotes. They need guidance, right? So they need to know what are my discount limits before I have to go through an approval. And these discounts are often given manually by decisions the call center agent will make. And in order to help the call center agent to know what are the limits he can put on a certain product in form of a discount and what type of discounts, that's important to then manage the approval flows that goes to the manager, or maybe the manager of the manager, so second line managers need to do approvals. So all that is as well controlled in the quoting application itself. However, now it's exposed in call center. So in call center, we envision that that there may be opportunities for a retailer who is also selling to small businesses where they want to do a quoting for complex products, or maybe even for a regular product, and there could be high volume sites where call centers agents do produce 1,000 quotes maybe on a day base, and to be very efficient. So this application is built for these type of scenarios. As I said, you also that the call center agent also has the ability to generate a quote based on various formats. So there's different formatting mechanisms built into the quote application. So it can be mailed to the prospect in form of an email. It could get there in form of a PDF. It could get there in form of actually a Word document that the salesperson wants to rework in a Word editor. So there's different formats available where you can generate those quotes. Outputs in order to customize it even further for the prospect. Next slide, please. So one area I wanted to also point out in quoting is for these call center agents, as they are faced, you know, with their prospect or their customers, and they may start to know that customer better because they're interacting with them on a more regular basis. They can handle, for example, upsell cross-sell scenarios with quoting. It's built in functionality. An example is shown here where the call center agent may be asked by his small business client to sell him a notebook that's below $1,000, which is fine, right? It's a fine requirement. The call center agent goes into the catalog, finds the notebook, configures the notebook, and produces a quote. However, a good call center agent at that point would probably also know that maybe I produce an alternative quote to this bare minimum quote my client was asking me because there is a promotion going on for a monitor and an inkjet. So I also pose a monitor, the client will receive a free inkjet. These are pricing rules. They are established also in the Sterling Selling Fulfillment Suite. They will apply if certain conditions are met. In this example, maybe it has to be a certain type of account, and it has to the quote has to have a monitor and an inkjet on the quote itself, and then the inkjet is included for free. The sales agent would then create this as an alternative quote. He also then can maybe go even further in creating other alternative quotes. The system helps the sales agent to decide what are products, what are promotions that should be added or can be added in an alternative quote. So the system is leveraging the pricing environment in order to come up with these recommendations, as well as the upsell and cross-sells that are attached to some of those products that are already in a quote. With that, it's a great help to tailor quotes and increase the quote size, the quote value. Okay, thank you. Next slide, please.
Sorry, Manfred?
No, Mike, go ahead, please.
Okay, sorry. So I wanted to take you through what we added as far as what we're calling intelligent applications. So bringing more capabilities through integration into IBM Cognos into many of our selling fulfillment processes, and one of them is around our quoting process. And so we look at it around intelligence on, in, and driving the process. And what I mean by that is on is you know, your typical dashboards and reports that you get, the typical piece of you know, Cognos. And then in the process is embedding analytics in a workflow to give recommendations and data help them make better decisions. And so those are, we'll give you some examples coming up of what we're doing in the quoting process around that. And then driving the process is really providing automation. So bringing decision making within that process so that things are automated and it doesn't even require human interaction. Next slide, Steph. So one example here is around the whole quoting process. And so for an example, if you look at this limited and high level workflow here, a field center representative is putting a quote and they'll see a pop-up for that particular item that gives them some insight into previously successful quotes, what the discount percentage was for that product category or industry. So it's giving them a flavor for what they could now quote to that customer in order to turn that quote into an order. And they'll be able to view that, you know, by category information as well, so that they'll be able to see that this customer is a valued customer. It's a different scenario, but they'll see a scenario where they're a valued customer, but based off of who they are and identified when the call center agent's talking to them, and they'll be able to provide a different set of impeachment because they know, for instance, that this customer is a gold customer or valued customer, and then give them a certain type of impeachment if they're unhappy with a purchase that they made. Next slide. Another example here is the ability to look at previously successful quotes. And this is kind of what I alluded to a little earlier. Again, they'll see a pop-up that will give them the right examples of discount percentages, you know, against things such as the industry that they're in, product category, et cetera, for a particular product. So this is just showing you here these pop-ups that would show up that gives you the percentage discount that would be offered. Again, you can look at here, one is by industry and one is by product category. It gives them a flavor for what they can then use going forward with their prospect in order to, again, try to close that deal. Next slide. And again, another piece I talked to you a little earlier about, which is the ability to see customer ratings. This is the same thing I talked about with if they're a valued customer, and this is they'll be able to see who that customer is and learn a little bit more about them so they can properly deal with them, and so it gives them a better idea to how the customer gets segmented and how they can respond proactively to that customer to ensure that the high-end customers get a certain level of customer service versus possibly a medium customer or low-end customer, et cetera. So that's how this rating system works on the quote discount. Next slide. So now I'm going to turn it back to Margaret, who's going to talk about some of the other additional capabilities that we're offering also with the 9.1 release.
Right. Thank you, Michael. So we actually made also enhancements in the order management arena for 9.1, especially around the ability to do shipment, optimize shipment. So in the previous releases, it was possible to ship out for a customer something he ordered through a one-stop lag. So if there was a DC somewhere on the East Coast, customer was on the West Coast, there could have been another DC in the middle, so shipped maybe to Chicago and from Chicago then to San Francisco. So that was possible in the past, but it was only one stop possible in the in this calculation. Now with 9.1, we enhanced this calculation to have as many stops in between as necessary and which makes sense in order to fulfill an order. So now it could go through Chicago, maybe Denver, and then to San Francisco. And the system will calculate very precisely when the goods will arrive, and the call center also will have a very good overview for the customer where the goods either is in transit, where it currently is, how long it will take that the goods will arrive at the customer destination, and with that, we can actually leverage inventory that may be previously not available to the customer in a DC. Now we can use that in order to fulfill an order, which improves the first thing is we improve the accuracy for this type of fulfillment where it goes over multiple legs. So that's a big part of it. And we can now more efficiently use the inventory that's available in a network of storage location like DCs, or even at that also, that same logic goes down to a store location. So we can talk about brick and mortar stores where inventory might be located. So it does not matter. So this is a great enhancement to the order promising logic, which we have now in 9.1. Okay, next slide, please. So there are also in 9.1 enhancements on kind of the system stack. So we certified our solution on Oracle 11G. We also have SQL Server 2008 support. And of course, because of the acquisition of IBM, we also added DB2 9.7 support. And just as a side note here, if you would purchase as a new customer Sterling, this is Sterling Selling Fulfillment Suite, you would get in that bundle as well as support for DB2 as part of that bundle. The other enhancement of what we did with 9.1 is on the PADSS side. Probably, our customers, they're taking credit card payments from consumers or from businesses. They're familiar with the requirement that in order to really have a secure system, it's recommended these days to have something like what we call a data vault, where data about the customer as well as credit card information is stored. So we have actually, with release 9 already, we already started to do PADSS certification. We used a data vault, which for our testing purpose, which was NewBridge's data vault, in order to make sure that we passed that certification. But the integration to use a different data vault is absolutely made in a way so that you can use an existing data vault if it's a different company you're leveraging there for a data vault. So the interface is made generic, and we passed that certification with 9.1. 9.1, we are actually certifying right now. It's not, that should be done fairly quickly. It's more like a process step than a real, there's no program really behind it. We just need to, submit to the certification board that we have a new release. So that will be done very soon. So you can now with 9.1 as well count on the PADSS certification if you have these payments through credit cards or maybe some more sensitive personal information you want to store in a data vault. So we have that done by 9.1. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, so I think through the presentation, you have seen how with the Salesforce.com integration, as well as now quoting being available in call center, the whole multi-channel selling story, how we actually enhanced our capabilities in that regard, making your salespeople, field sales, call center agents more efficient to do the quoting process for complex product. And you also have seen, or I introduced you high level to how we improved in the order management arena, the scheduling and the delivery of goods through multiple nodes of your warehouse network. Okay, so with that, we are at the end of the presentation, and we should see if we have any questions.
Thank you, Manfred and Michael. For the Q&A portion of today's webcast, Manfred and Michael will be answering your questions. Before we turn to answering those questions, let me remind those of you who haven't yet submitted your question, you may do so by typing your question in the chat window on your screen and then clicking on the send button. If time runs out before we can get to all of the questions, we'll respond to the remaining questions via email. We have now received some questions, so we'll turn to those first. Our first question asks, do I have to purchase anything besides 9.x to get quoting analytics?
I'll answer that one. The answer is no. The whole intelligent applications capabilities comes with anybody who purchased 9.x, selling a fulfillment suite. So they'll get that automatically as part of buying that or upgrading that version number.
Okay, our next question asks, does the CSR set the price, or does the software determine the price based on the bundle the CSR puts together?
Yeah, probably I take that question, and the answer is both. So we have automated pricing rules that will fire based on the content of the quote. It could be that a certain product got, you bought a certain quantity of a certain product, and therefore a pricing rule applies a discount on that line. It could be a combination like we had earlier with the inkjet and the monitor, and therefore a discount gets applied. These are so-called automated discounts. The sales rep has a very good understanding of what the automated discounts are, because we have functionality in the UI to expose those to the sales person, so he understands what automated discounts have been applied in a quote. In addition to that, there are actually triggers that would determine which manual discounts are available. So there could be a host of discounts, manual discounts available, for example, a factory discount, or a good friend discount, or you attended a trade show discount, which are to the discretion of the salesperson to apply or not apply. So in order to show that, we used also our pricing application to determine what are those manual discounts, and the sales rep then decides if he wants to apply it on the quote, and the entire quote, for example, or on a certain line item only, or on a combination of products.
Okay, our next question asks, is the quoting Salesforce.com integration available today?
Michael, you probably can take that.
Available, Martin, do you happen to recall what the date was for the availability for 9.1?
Yeah, we released 9.1 in April, end of April, and with that we also released out-of-the-box integration with Salesforce.com. You can procure, when you have the Sterling configure price quote bundle, if you bought that, it's included as a functionality, so you don't need to buy more licenses in order to do the Salesforce.com integration. There is a package which we checked in on Salesforce.com, and you apply that package to your Salesforce.com account, and with that you activate that integration. So it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy to set up, very much done now many times. We have customers already live on that integration, and it's included. So no extra.
I would just add that your salespersons are probably your best person to go to get more information about that or learn how you can get that capability.
Okay. Our next question asks, is there integration between order management and CPQ in 9.1?
Yeah, maybe I also take that question. So in the quoting, you can't actually just implement Sterling configure price quote. You create a quote and you're all happy with that, and you place that quote into a backend system. With our system, it's very easy to do all that because it's very much SOA architected. It has XML APIs to talk to a backend system, to talk to your enterprise bus, whatever you have in your backend. However, of course, because we have order management, out of the gate, we allow and have the functionality to place a quote into our order management system, right? So if you for some reasons, maybe there's a reason to do order brokering, so you have a quote that spans multiple backend systems from a product point of view, so products that need to be split up, so you can provide a single view to the customer with one quote containing all these products, you then would place it into our order management system, and our order management system would do the routing of the line items into the backend system. So if you have different fulfillment channels, same thing, we would keep that quote. And actually, this scenario even works for customers that have a strong SAP orientation or Oracle orientation, because if you have line items on your quote that actually get fulfilled by a supplier, not directly from you, so it's not going through the backend, so you can use our order management system to route that direct to your supplier, to a drop ship, or the supplier does a drop ship for that line item. So we basically, with that functionality of using our order management system, we provide this consistent end-to-end single view to the customer experience.
Okay, our next question asks, once a quote is accepted and an order is created, are the other quotes kept in the system for metric/tracking purposes?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess what the question is really is the alternative quotes. Are they still kept to the same opportunity? Yes, they are there, and they're also used in order to do the tracking. However, of course, we understand that they're alternatives, so they are not lost quotes in that sense. They are just not chosen to be the winner of a certain opportunity. So we actually have opportunity as well. We have an opportunity object. So if you would not use Salesforce.com, we have an opportunity object where you can attach quotes to and create multiple alternative quotes, which are kept together through our opportunity. We are not really in the business of doing opportunity management. It's a fairly simplified opportunity object, can be extended, it's not a problem, but that opportunity object will, make it possible that you can do reporting about truly lost opportunities versus alternative quotes that are assigned to a single opportunity.
Okay, we still need more questions, so if you do have a question for Manfred or for Michael, please go ahead and submit that in the chat window on your screen and then pressing the send button. I've also received some questions about getting the slides, or that is this webcast being recorded? This webcast is being recorded, and we will be sending out a follow-up email to everyone on the call with a link to the archived webcast. Michael Manfred, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add while we wait for questions to come in.
I can't think of anything right now.
No problem. We'll give it another minute, and if we don't get any questions, we'll go ahead and wrap this up and give people some time back in their day. So.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, why don't we go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank everyone for submitting their questions today. I'd also like to thank our speakers, Manfred Hettenkoffer, Product Line Manager, Sterling Order Capture Solutions, and Michael Hilton, Senior Product Marketing Manager, IBM WebSphere Commerce and Sterling CPQ. I'd also like to thank each of you for joining us for the session. We hope it was helpful, and we look forward to working with you again in the very near future. I'm Stephanie, thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.